With Ross Reynolds, I'm Marcy Silman. NAFTA on steroids. That's what some people call the Trans-Pacific Partnership. It's the world's biggest trade agreement you probably never heard of. The Trans-Pacific Partnership, TPP for short, would govern nearly 40% of U.S. imports and exports. That means if it doesn't touch your job, it will probably affect the job of somebody that you know. Lydia DePillis has been following TPP negotiations. She writes about business policy for The Washington Post. Hi, Lydia.
Hi, Marcy.
Let's be very basic here. What the heck is the Trans-Pacific Partnership?
Sure. So the Trans-Pacific Partnership is more than just a trade deal. It's actually also a harmonization of all kinds of laws, and it comes with a lot of agreements in areas that sort of traditional trade deals haven't in the past. So it's a big treaty, essentially.
The U.S. is part of it. Who's involved besides us?
Yeah, so it's called the Trans-Pacific Partnership because it's all around countries all around the Pacific Rim, 11 of them other than us, from Australia to Chile, Malaysia, Mexico, New Zealand, Canada, Peru, Singapore, Vietnam, and recently Japan joined, as well as Korea.
There's one big 800-pound monkey that you did not mention, China.
That's right. So that's by design. The agreement is in part supposed to counter the economic influence of China and give those countries, I just mentioned, the reason to cooperate more economically with the U.S. and each other than the tremendous superpower of China.
So down to the level of U.S. citizens, how might the TPP affect us?
So it depends on who you are, really. In the aggregate, economic analysis suggests that it'll have a positive impact on GDP, but there's a liberal think tank's worry that that breaks down differently and most of the gains accrue to folks who are invested in big companies and to the detriment of people who are in manufacturing jobs, for example, and other sectors of the economy that aren't as well equipped to compete when tariffs disappear, so trade becomes easier.
I'm talking with Lydia DePillis, who covers business for The Washington Post. When tariffs disappear, so are we talking about making things easier for business to navigate internationally, but not necessarily for labor?
Well, labor is something that has become more and more fluid over the past several decades. This has been a long-term process, and TPP would just make that easier. And now there's certain ways in which that could benefit U.S. citizens. We'll probably be able to buy things cheaper. But we're going to have to compete a whole lot harder to, for example, raise the standards of jobs that we have in order to compensate for the ones that might disappear because things can be more cheaply produced abroad.
I understand that so much of this negotiation has taken place behind very tightly closed doors. Even Congress has not been aware of a lot of what's gone on. Several documents about internet privacy have been leaked by WikiLeaks. What specifically do we know about the TPP? What's in it?
Well, it's very difficult because most trade deals, actually all trade deals, are initially negotiated not in public because that weakens everyone's negotiating position when people are kind of weighing in from the outside. The reason that you're hearing a lot about it is because this is just the largest and most controversial trade deal that was done in perhaps ever. And so from the chapters that have been leaked, again, they're preliminary, and this, you know, the thing is constantly evolving. Intellectual property is one of those that people worry about most, and it would do things like basically export some of the U.S.'s really tough restrictions and protections to the country's parties to the deal. So, for example, extending copyright terms or making sure that drug companies have long-term protections on the pharmaceutical products that they design.
When might this treaty actually be finalized?
Well, first of all, I should have mentioned it's been under negotiation for more than 3 years now. They're hoping to finish it up by early next year, and ratification could take who knows how much longer after that. And there's a process going on in Congress that will allow that to happen in the U.S. but it's very, very political and contentious.
Lydia DePillis covers business policy for The Washington Post. Thanks for talking to us, Lydia.
Thank you, Marcy.
Coming up later in the hour, we're going to talk to folks on both sides of the TPP, pro and con. It's The Record with Ross Reynolds. I'm Marcy Silman.